From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Well, our connection this hour was made when Amazon announced its intention to find a home for a second headquarters. Cities across the country scramble to come up with enticing offers and proposals to lure Amazon, which is promising $5 billion in investment and as many as 50,000 new jobs over two decades. The company outlined its needs, asking respondent areas, metro areas, to come up with their proposal by a deadline of October 19th. Sometime next year, Amazon will announce the winning bidder. Amazon's looking for a number of attributes that Rochester seems to have. For example, a strong university system nearby producing a skilled workforce. But Rochester also might lack some of what Amazon wants. For example, mass transit options. And the New York Times says Amazon is not going to go to a city that only offers bus routes. But, you know, who knows? This is a big opportunity for someone out there. A lot of cities and metro areas are working to put together their proposals. And almost immediately, you saw leaders in our area publicly say they want to be on that list. CBS News and the New York Times both released an initial list of cities that are sort of on that first look. Rochester's on that list, but it's a long list. So we asked local leaders to come here, talk to us about what we think Amazon wants. And by the way, everyone said yes. So we have a packed studio. Let me go ahead and welcome our guests for the hour. It starts with Monroe County Executive Cheryl Denolfo, who is here in studio. Nice to have you, Cheryl.
Glad to be here, Evan. Thanks for the opportunity.
Also here is Bob Duffy, President and CEO of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce and, of course, former mayor of Rochester. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Vinny Esposito is Regional Director for Empire State Development, the Finger Lakes Regional Office. Vinny, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Evan.
Matt Hurlbut's here, the interim president and CEO of Greater Rochester Enterprise. Matt, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Andrew Brady says he's the guy who's not like the others here. We wanted to reach out to Rock City Coalition and also RYP, Rochester Young Professionals, because we wanted to hear from, you know, what young workers think of this idea. And Andrew said he'd be happy to be here. You want to just talk for the hour?
Yeah, sure. I appreciate the invite, and I'm happy to. I can go on for the hour for sure.
I'm going to start with you.
Uh-oh.
Forget the rest of these
right.
guys. You know, you are in this group of very engaged young citizens, and you know, you worked on our Voice of the Voter project, and unfortunately, you had to cancel the recent debate, but you were heavily involved in that. So you got your hands in a lot of things, and I want to know what the buzz is among, you know, I don't want to say millennials. I know everybody hates that term, but young workers, when they look at this, are people taking it seriously? Is there a lot of hope for this?
You know, I think there is in the young professional community, there's always been a lot of optimism. And so when people saw this for sure, they latched onto it and they were excited about it. I think as some people have talked about in terms of the massive incentives that are probably going to be needed, or, you know, I think that's part of the reason that Amazon threw this out there is that they wanted people to, you know, bid up those incentives. And so I think when we're talking about for Rochester, how can we make those in a way that is going to incentivize what we really want to see in the community? You know, I think one great example is Zappos moved down to Las Vegas and really wanted to be a part of the revitalization of their downtown. And so, you know, I think we want to incentivize, we want to bring them to town, but we also want to make sure that the reason that we're bringing them to town and the things that we're hoping is something that's going to be good for the long term for our community and for inclusive growth in our community as well.
All right. Bob Duffy was the first person I saw on social media with this, and maybe it's just because I happened to see it from Bob first. I think everyone jumped on this. But Bob, you're always the optimist about Rochester. I get that. Is this realistic?
I think it's very realistic. I sent Jeff Bezos a letter last January, long before this came out, and I think it's very realistic. I think we're the best-kept secret in New York State. We have all the things they're looking for, and the things we don't have, I think we could certainly make adjustments for that. Affordability, high-tech workforce, our 19 colleges and universities, we have an incredible opportunity here for them. And so, you know, we're going to go at it. I think you're going to hear from a lot of the team here. I think this is a regional effort. We have a great region here. And it's something, if we did not go at this 100%, I think we'd be remiss. And I think we have a great team working together. And we're going to give it our very, very best shot.
One of the things we're going to do this hour, and one of the things our guests will be happy to correct the record on, is the New York Times took a look at the possible cities, and they chose a city for Amazon based on kind of narrowing that list of parameters. Now, Rochester was on that initial list, got cut at some point, and we're going to, I'm sure our guests are going to say why the Times got it wrong. Cheryl, for you, is this the kind of thing that we should invest a lot of time in? I ask that because realistically, only one city or metro area will get this award. Everyone around the country, just who could be serious, is going to be serious about it, which means that we don't have all that the odds aren't all that high just because of the numbers. And is it, if it's a big lift, is this the right way to spend some time? How do you feel about that?
Well, it's all about jobs. So any company that's looking at Monroe County, that's looking at Rochester, we're going to go after it. This is what we do every day in county government. We always seek the opportunity for the people here. So we're about to show Amazon what we've got here, City of Innovation, Creativity, Great Brain Trust here, a lot of opportunity for the people here. But it's not just about Amazon. It's about showcasing this area for all businesses that we welcome here to our area. So this is a great opportunity, and we're going at it full head of steam with our partners, and we're going to showcase it for not just for Amazon, but for any company choosing to do business here in our community.
I'm going to get everyone here. I wanted to ask Bob as well, just briefly, and then we're going to kind of go to our other guests here. What would this mean? As a former mayor of Rochester and now in your position for the chamber, what would this mean for Rochester if Amazon?
Oh, it's transformational to have a company of Amazon stature invest here and come here. It's transformational in many ways. Their investment, they are an attractor for other companies, other talent. The great young men and women who graduate from RIT and U of R and all of our colleges and universities every year don't have to search elsewhere for some great jobs. And think of the ancillary benefits. And one thing we'll talk about too with Amazon, aside from all that, you know, one thing we have here we don't tout enough. We are one of the best packaging hubs anywhere in this country. We have a school at RIT, one of the few across the nation. We have some of the best packaging companies anywhere that service Fortune 100 companies really every day and week. And all these things really come into bear. But believe me, this would be the grand slam out of the park. And I think we have as good a shot as anybody. And contrast to the New York Times, I don't care what they say. Believe me, I think we are in a very, very good position to compete.
Vinny, do you agree with that? Is this the right thing to be? Sometimes we act like we can't walk and chew gum at the same time, as if you're going to work on this and nothing else. I know the work doesn't stop on everything else. Is this worth the time and effort, given the odds that might be against us here?
Absolutely. We work all the time, the people at this table and many other partners, on dozens of potential company RFPs to expand or locate in this region. This is one that makes a ton of sense for us to work out because of the point the county executive made. This is an opportunity for us to showcase publicly, in a process that usually is not very public, how we can be attractive to a company like Amazon or another one, and to really identify our assets in our region, maybe in Rochester and beyond, in a way that really something we work on a regular basis and we know in terms of the workforce and the physical assets that our community possess, but really highlights that and gives an opportunity to a company like Amazon to help recreate Rochester, which is really being recreated in the last 10 years or so in front of us, and for them to be a part of that.
Forgive my naivete on this, but I'm seriously wondering if you put together a strong proposal on this and Rochester isn't chosen, does that help our region then attract others? In other words, are we identifying infrastructure? Are we preparing infrastructure? Are we putting the kind of packages together that says even if Amazon and Bezos go elsewhere, this lines us up to do more?
Yes. I mean, if you read the articles about Amazon and the cities that are competing, one of the ones that jumps out everybody talks about is Boston, and in large part because they just landed the GE headquarters. They just went through the team exercise of identifying and winning that landing that job. That puts them, they think, at a competitive advantage. That's something we do all the time, and this gives us an opportunity to do it even better, but something that Matt and GRE have led for a long time, and it might be in a good position to speak about.
Yeah. So, Matt, in this case, Vinny and Bob just talked about how public this process is. In contrast to a lot of deals that we sometimes never hear about or only hear about when they're done. I can't even recount how many conversations I've had with the Mark Petersons over the years and people like Vinny who say, wait a few more weeks, you're going to hear something. Wait a few more weeks, or you know, we can't talk about this yet. Well, this is much more out in the public eye. Does Amazon want it that way, and are you comfortable with that?
I think Amazon wants it that way because that's what they've done.
Is that leverage for them?
Yeah, definitely leverage for them. And typically when we have a project get public a little too early, it creates complexity. And I think the staff at Amazon are about to witness that right now. And I know that for a fact because we have been talking with them. But there are many significant projects that we're involved with right now, and this is certainly the most pressing and most public, and will be transformational, just like everyone just talked about. But we've got some other great things too, and coming together on this initiative will be good, certainly if we land Amazon, but also I think help us win some more deals that we're working on, as well as things that we're actively working on attracting other companies here for.
GRE is going to handle the actual proposal itself, is that right?
That's right. We're taking the lead, and just about everybody around this table is going to be involved in that effort, as well as many who are not here. We've got certainly everyone's interest, so the publicity has helped in that regard. I've gotten a lot of offers for assistance, which we're going to accept and utilize, and I think you're going to see a great package come together. We've got a great community. And this allows us to put a laser beam on that, if you will, and you're going to see that we're going to compete very well.
All right, so listeners, as we go throughout the hour, let me kind of give you a little roadmap because I want to work on some of your questions and comments. Some of them in regards to how the proposal is going to work. Some of them in regards to what Amazon has said publicly already that they want or need and whether our area can match that. So we're going to kind of go step by step through that. We will talk about incentives, about, you know, what you can offer, what's too much, what's a good line to draw. Boston's mayor, by the way, recently said that they're not going to give away the store. So as much as they may be listed as a leader, their mayor already kind of pushed back on that, where the others have said, you know, we're going to put together a great package. So very interesting. So if you want to call the program, it's 844-295-TALK. It's toll free, 844-295-8255 or 263-WXXI if you're in Rochester. 263-9994. And yes, we'll get to incentives coming up. David on Twitter says, nothing should be off the table with getting Amazon here. Take everyone's firstborn child, whatever they want. I don't know that that will be part of the package, but we will talk about that. But first, I want to talk about what the New York Times wrote. It was food for thought. It was kind of fun. And what they did was they took a look at cities that Amazon might be looking at, and then they started paring them down based on the criteria and chose a winner. Now, the winning city was Denver. Rochester was on the initial list. Here's what New York Times wrote in their Dear Amazon, We Picked Your New Headquarters For You story. It says, the company announced this week it was looking for a metropolitan area in North America with at least 1 million people. So we've started with the map that includes dozens of cities and metro areas. Their first cut was down to 25 from around 100. And they wrote, in the 8 pages of guidance that Amazon has provided cities, one of its central requirements is a stable climate for growth. That led us to this subset of 25. And Rochester did not make that initial list. So stable business climate for growth. Bob, is that a place to cut Rochester?
No, it's no place. And I think one of the things I've said, New York State has made some great gains in terms of taxation, manufacturing incentives, and other incentives. And while we might not be rated as one of the most business-friendly states yet, I think give the governor credit for what he has done. But also, other states who appear to be more business-friendly often will get their money from other areas. So I often said government gets their money from somewhere. So if it's not through certain taxation formulas, it's other. It might be your car registration, maybe other things. But we, you know, I think we have a very stable climate in terms of A, climate, number one. Number two, the talent pool that we have here, the legacy of companies we have here. The CEOs, the businesses, many CEOs could probably call the CEO of Amazon and get him on the phone today. We have world-class businesses here. And why are they located here? Why do they stay here? Because of what we have. And I think part of what I think we're all saying, we are the best-kept secret. We have to tell a story very passionately because I don't think people really realize what we have here. Even people that live here sometimes don't pay attention to what we have. And we have a lot. And with all due respect to the New York Times, I think we'll put ourselves right back in that list.
Yeah, they wrote as well, Vinny Esposito, they wrote, we've cut that initial contender list in half by keeping those metropolitan areas that have had the best job growth over the last decade. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, metro areas that have actually lost jobs like Tucson, Birmingham, and those areas that have grown but only sluggishly are out of the running. Again, your thoughts on that when it comes to Rochester and our area for that?
Yeah, I mean, if you think that that's a central tenet of what Amazon's going to decide, you could easily make that determination if you're the New York Times. But Bob said it best. We're overlooked all the time. We're at a different tier of city. We don't get enough credit. We've had not just for the job growth, which we have been growing, but for the diversification and the absorption we have had of incredible downsizing over the last several decades. Our economy is very diversified, and that's going to give us the quality of assets from workforce to all the other things Amazon's going to be looking for at their disposal in a way that the New York Times wouldn't see without the depth of the proposal we're going to put forward. So yeah, it's just one factor. It's not going to be our strongest factor in terms of the robust growth we've had in this region for the last several decades, but there's a bigger story, a more in-depth, more nuanced story that we'll tell and make clear to people like Amazon that this is a good place to be for those reasons.
All right, listeners, Amazon has said they're going to hire 50,000 over the next 2 decades at their HQ2, their headquarters, their new headquarters, their second headquarters, and they're talking about average salaries of $100,000 or more. So the New York Times next cut, Matt Hurlbut, was down to 14 metro areas. And they said Amazon's clear that it needs a lot of skilled tech labor. Remember, it could ultimately hire 50,000 employees, and we're not primarily talking about warehouse workers, but executives, software engineers, and legal and accounting experts. So their next cut down to 14. Had Rochester been in that 25, I think there's no way you make that, you cut Rochester out of that, because based on those criteria, I don't think I'm being a homer or a cheerleader to say we would probably have that, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would. In fact, we're number one in the physical sciences, number one in mathematics degrees, third in engineering and engineering technologies, third in biological and biomedical sciences, and fifth in computer IT and support services related to those technologies. Not to mention the fact that we have AIM Photonics doing outstanding research here in our community. So I could go on with other statistics, but I'm not going to give you my whole pitch. That's stuff that's on our website. But we can certainly compete, and we have before. We've beat out Texas, North Carolina for other high-tech projects before. We compete very well. And it is, a best-kept secret. And you talk to people who are here growing companies, and there's a reason why they're here.
The next cut in the New York Times list down to 9 metro areas was about quality of life. Amazon wants the kind of place that would lure and keep young workers, and that means, in short, a metro area with the features that skilled workers like and where they think they can afford to live. Quality of life in this context, according to the Times, is primarily about 2 things: housing costs and amenities, and striking a balance between them. So, for example, the Bay Area does a bad job at that, so they kind of get eliminated for that. New York City loses out because of high housing costs, too. So, and Boston, relatively expensive, but they are keeping Boston in the running because of the tech job pool is so good. But according to the New York Times there, those are some of the things that have to be considered when it comes to quality of life. So, Cheryl DeNolfo, as Monroe County Executive, how strong does this factor? I would think the workforce and the relationship to the universities is our biggest strength as we pitch this. When it comes to quality of life, how do you view that part of the pitch to Amazon?
We should win hands down. But we're talking about quality of life, starting with the affordable housing. Certainly for people who want to buy a home in Monroe County, we fare far better than some of the competitors that you mentioned, like Boston, like Washington, like Denver. Hands down on quality of life, you know, from A to Z, from our airport to our zoo, our quality of life here in Monroe County is second to none. Our arts culture, our professional sports, our entertainment, we are really a place to be. There's no question about it. And I think that when people look at quality of life, they look at where's a great place to raise my family? Where's a great place where I can afford to live, where I can stay here for generations to come, and I can not only enjoy my work life, but I can enjoy my life after work hours as well. We've been making great strides here in Monroe County, certainly with the Eastman Theater, with our performances, with the Jazz Festival, our park system. There is no reason why Amazon should not be looking at Monroe County. And in fact, if I were to have that conversation, to say, come on for a day, and we'll show you what we have here in Monroe County, because once you're here and once we showcase this area, you're not leaving.
The Times writes, as for amenities, the winning region will also have the restaurants, outdoor recreation, cultural attractions, and general cool of Seattle, Amazon's first home. And Andrew Brady, they also say the following: urban economists suggest that such amenities are important to explaining the allure of cities. We asked the economist David Allboy to rank those metro areas for us with an index he uses to measure how much people would be willing to sacrifice in terms of housing costs and commutes to live in desirable places. So the Times cut Charlotte, North Carolina, and Indianapolis from their list at that point because they rank lower on the cultural edginess that attracts young, educated workers. Again, Rochester was already off their list. Would Rochester have the cultural edginess to you for your generation to say, yes, we'll work and stay here?
Yeah, you know, I think you mentioned that it has to be about taking sacrifices, and I don't think you need to do that in Rochester. You know, I actually was a boomerang, we call them, that left Rochester and came back, and oftentimes the people that leave and come back are the ones that end up being most passionate about Rochester because they've seen what else is out there, and they see that the quality of life here, especially compared to some of the costs, are just, you know, astronomically high. I actually saw recently something that compared the average wages to how much you actually had to, you know, pay for cost of living, and Rochester compared really favorably. Personally, I was out in the Boston area, and I had to be 40 minutes outside of Boston and had to have a studio apartment, and came back to Rochester and was able to, for the same amount of money, get a 3-bedroom house in Irondequoit. So that really says a lot about what Rochester can offer. But then in terms of the cultural edginess, you know, I think that that's somewhere where we are really trying to go. And I think that, like, the Fringe Festival is one of my favorite things, just to be out at the Fringe Festival. You're just kind of wandering around the streets and you see all these. I think that's the definition of edgy. You know, it's really fun to be there. And just we are the festival city during the summer. And now Fringe Fest is extending that into the fall. But I think there's so much going on here. I talk about, you know, your people growing up, there was a lot of people that would always say, oh, I can't wait to get out of Rochester. You know, I'm going to leave and never come back and those sorts of things. And it takes a lot longer to change the perception than the reality, I think. And the reality has changed and continues to change. But the perception, and that's why part of the reason, as you mentioned earlier, I think there's so much potential for this, whether or not Amazon comes, for us to start to change that that narrative of who we are as Rochester and really be proud of it and all that we have going on.
All right, so when the New York Times cut it down from 9 to 4 cities, they use this criteria. Workers can easily get around and out of town. And the Times writes the following. An Amazon priority is mass transit, and it has asked applicants to provide their traffic congestion rankings during peak commuting hours. The people at this table laughed when they saw that. There's no peak congestion really ever here. So that's a plus, right? You can get anywhere in 20 minutes or less, but there's no mass transit. And so according to what Amazon wants, maybe that's a plus, but maybe not. I mean, Bob Duffy, is this going to be a time where we look back and say, boy, we've talked about light rail, we've talked about mass transit here 4 years, never done it, and we may lose out because of it, or no?
Well, I think it certainly is an issue that Amazon will look for. I think we can overcome that. It does give us cause to go back and look. We probably should have done a little better job previously putting more meat in the bone for that topic, but it still can come. You could be anywhere here in 15 or 20 minutes. You might not need mass transit like other cities because of our ability to get around. As we laughed before, there is no really big congestion. I've certainly worked out of New York City. I have a daughter, like Andrew, came back from Chicago, came back here to live. We offer things that I think compensate for that. In New York City, you need a subway system. In Rochester, you don't. We have Uber, we have Lyft, we have bike lanes. And I think the transit issues in terms of light rail or even the high-speed rail down the road, I mean, that's not going to happen in the short term anyway. But certainly with a Amazon coming in, it could expedite that. Amazon could be somebody would come in and be a big supporter of some of those amenities. But we have what it takes to get that done right now, hands down.
So this is where my ignorance on the proposal process comes in. I mean, Vinny Esposito, would Bezos and Amazon ever say, look, you've got so many things that line up, but we are going to want some more transit options. And would that be part of any kind of a negotiation, or is that not really likely? I mean, would they say, look, it's not going to happen overnight, but we need to know there's a plan in place for more transit options, and would it be considered?
Yeah, no, it certainly could be, and in a normal process, be part of a negotiation. This is obviously anything but normal, as we've alluded to, not only because it's so public and because it's so unique with Amazon and the way they've gone about this, but they also haven't actually put a lot of specifications in this proposal. Normally, when a company's looking to do this, they've done a lot more work and identified a lot more specificity as to what they're looking for. They're looking for out-of-the-box creative thinking. And so you're going to be hard-pressed if they really look at our community to find a place that has as many assets as we have and as many opportunities to paint the canvas the way they want to. Yes, we don't have a subway, but we have a downtown that is being reimagined right now. They could help define what that would look like and bring in other transportation options if they want. So it's all a question of how creative we can be to get a proposal in that makes sense and catches their eye and catches their imagination to put us on the map. And it gets into a lot of other things we haven't talked about with that they prioritize, things like sustainability and things that we may prioritize, which might be a regional approach that doesn't just include Rochester. So those are things that we're going to be considering in the next few weeks to overcome what you might see or what the New York Times might see as some of the shortcomings to identify why this is a great place to be for Amazon or any other tech company.
I'm with you there. I mean, they could have been much more specific and then really pared down the list themselves. They didn't do that.
Right.
They really left that canvas open to get interesting. And the New York Times says the final kind of consideration is there must be space and then a willingness to pay to play. So listeners, we're going to come back to your calls in a second for our second half hour, but let's close this loop here. Space. Do we have infrastructure now for, it's not going to be 50,000 jobs overnight. It could be 2 decades. It would be a ramp up. But do we have the space now? Where is it? And if not, where do they go? Where would Amazon go if they actually came here? I'll start with Vinny because I know you've done a lot of work on this area.
Well, we definitely have space. You know, Kodak at its heyday was more than 50,000 jobs that Amazon's looking for. We have the infrastructure. We have the bones to accommodate it. I think I've alluded to a couple times this is opportunity. We're creating this downtown innovation zone. I think this would obviously make that incredibly transformational experience. But Matt and GRE do a great job at cataloging all the potential real estate options that exist or that can be created in our region. That's something we're going to be vetting from top to bottom over the next few weeks. And there's no doubt we have the space and the potential for what they're looking for, combination of existing buildings, new buildings, existing industrial parks, and other.
All right. So Matt, what stands out to you immediately if Bezos calls and says, we've got to know if we've got the space, where exactly do you think it's going to go?
Well, you're putting me on the spot there. You do realize that, right?
That's part of my job.
We work with all of the developers in this town, and I can tell you that there's certainly many options. And I'm not going to give you one specific opportunity. And I think, like Vinny alluded to,
no one's listening.
There are several. the RFP starts at 500,000 square feet of space, and there are several places that could accommodate that. And I think if you look at what's going on in Seattle, they're in about 33 buildings right now. And they've alluded to the fact that they've got their staff not in interior cafeterias. They're out on the street, engaged in the community. And we can offer something similar here in the Downtown Innovation Zone, surrounding downtown Rochester, as well as areas of the city and the region that are connected. We're very well connected. It's easy to get anywhere here. Our average commute is 22 minutes. We are constantly ranked as one of the highest quality of life regions in the country, even from U.S. News and World Report. So there's a lot going for us, and finding space is not going to be that difficult.
When we come back from our only break, we're going to get your phone calls. We're going to start, though, with the question on how much we should be willing to kind of roll out for Amazon when it comes to breaks. And you're going to hear a little bit of pushback that's been happening. For example, a Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna from Silicon Valley in California says Amazon's proposal, Amazon's idea to build an HQ2 should not create a, quote, race to the bottom with cities trying to woo Amazon by offering the tech giant overly favorable financial terms. He says, I don't think they should be asking for tax breaks from cities within my district or outside. They should be investing in communities, and we need federal policy to encourage tech investment and training across the country instead of a race to the bottom. The U.S. News and World Report had an opinion piece called Don't Play Amazon's Tax Break Game, and they worried that, again, cities and metro areas are going to simply bend over backwards and give away too much and create a bad deal. Well, I wonder if our guests think there is too much to give. We'll ask that question and then take your phone calls as we talk to our guests for the hour. Cheryl Donolfo, who is the Monroe County Executive. You heard Matt Hurlbut, the Interim President and CEO of Greater Rochester Enterprise. Bob Duffy, President and CEO of Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce, Vinny Esposito, Regional Director for Empire State Development, the Finger Lakes Regional Office, and Andrew Brady is a member of the Rock City Coalition and Vice President of Marketing for Rochester Young Professionals. We're right back on Connections. Coming up in our second hour, we're taking a look at possible voting reforms for New York State. How to make voting more accessible for everyone? Do we need same-day registration? Do we need longer voting windows? Do we need to change the day of voting? Do we need paper ballots? What are the reforms necessary to protect the system and to make it truly accessible? The League of Women Voters will have a conversation on that. We've got a preview of that next hour. Welcome back to Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. You heard some of the pushback on this idea of tax breaks, and Monroe County Executive Cheryl Donolfo, I'll start with you. Is there a limit that we should set for what Bezos and Amazon want, or do we tell them that the sky's the limit because 50,000 jobs in an HQ2 here would be transformational? How do you view that issue?
Well, we would never say the sky is the limit for any company. We always try to balance what the company brings to this area and what the needs of this area are. But when we look at a company like Amazon, we've really never been in a situation like this before where a company has the potential of bringing 50,000 jobs. It's jobs that will pay over $100,000 a year. That is transformational for this area. Not only is it the jobs for our local families, but it's what it does to this community, how it will raise the quality quality of life, well, it will really be transformational for Monroe County. So when we look at Amazon, I think that we have to certainly assess what they're looking for, what we are willing to provide, and have a balanced approach to this. And I'm certain that we will do this. It's really no secret, though, that it is somewhat challenging for companies to look at New York State in order to do business, and we're well aware of that. So when we're trying to attract a company, we also look at what is the company looking at, but what do we need as well. It's a great balance. We want to make sure that we can attract quality companies like Amazon. But again, in the end, it is something that is about balancing incentives and programs with what is the return. And in this case, you know, certainly a promise of 50,000 good paying jobs that this area hasn't seen in a long time is something to sit down and to consider carefully. And I'm sure that we'll do that with all of our government partners from the state to local governments as well.
All right, Vinny Esposito, from your perspective working for New York State, where should the line be?
Well, with every project, we identify the benefit cost analysis on any project, any deal. You know, County Executive alluded to some pretty big numbers with Amazon that are not typical when we're identifying those numbers. There's no doubt that incentives are going to be a big part of this deal wherever Amazon goes, and there's no doubt they're going to be large incentives. This is the Super Bowl. This is the Olympics of economic development. That's why it's so unique with this public process. But I really will say this. I don't think incentives are going to make the difference on where Amazon chooses to go. It's going to be the community that demonstrates they have the capacity, interest, and need and desire and ability to host them and their future growth plans. Incentives will be a piece of it, but more than almost any other project, I think it'll be a more diminished piece because of the unique way which they approach their company, their customers, and the community they want to be in.
It's interesting you say that. Greg Leroy is the executive director of Good Jobs First. That's an organization that tracks corporate tax subsidies. He says, quote, taxpayers should watch their wallets as the trophy deal of the decade attracts politicians to a tax break auction. We fear that many states and localities will offer to grossly overspend to attract Amazon, even though the business basics, especially a metro area's executive talent pool, will surely control the company's decision. That's what Greg Leroy said from Good Jobs First. And in other words, yeah, the incentives matter, but it's other factors that probably matter more. And that's why the people at our table think that Rochester is better positioned than a lot of people might think here. That, yeah, there will be incentives, but there's a lot of things that are already on the table, that workforce being a big one of them. That said, Bob Duffy, you've been the mayor, now you're president of the Chamber of Commerce. Where do you draw the line?
Well, first of all, I agree with Vinny, the county executive. Incentives do matter, but they're not the whole package here. What I would ask people to think about, having grown up here and having seen Kodak in its heyday with 65,000 employees, imagine 50,000 new jobs here. And what would people want us to do to make sure we get those here? Because if you go back to Rochester in Kodak's heyday, and then we've really made, I think, great gains adjusting to their downsizing over the years, especially with Kodak workers. But just talking about that huge infusion of a highly skilled workforce, and with those incentives, also counter the fact that those payrolls with state tax, local tax, sales tax, these employees go out and buy things. They buy food, clothing, cars. The economic impact is huge, and I think every dollar that is spent or given in terms of the salaries, what have you, probably has four or five different tentacles going out. So, you know, I think we as a state and a community, we're going to be, I think, very balanced on this. You cannot go in without incentives, and having a little experience with the governor working at the state for 4 years, our competitors aren't here in our surrounding area in New York State. But they are Iowa, they are Florida, they're the Carolinas, they're Texas. Keep in mind that there are states that will roll everything out, build new buildings for people. But in the end, I think Jeff Bezos and Amazon, they're a different company. I think they are looking for different things, and so that's part of the package. But I think we can compensate in many other areas and provide them with just a great place to come.
And I'm going to take your calls after one more question from Matt Hurlbert, which is this. The New York Times quoted Mayor Marty Walsh of Boston, who's a leading contender, according to many, for this project, saying on Thursday, quote, Boston is not going to get in a bidding war with another city over something like this, end quote. Does that make you say, good?
Certainly it does, because we're going to beat them anyways. But, to the point mentioned earlier, incentives are really the icing on the cake. On a typical project, we're involved in discussions about sites, facilities, demographics, talent. And the incentive piece is usually the closing argument. And that's how we like to position ourselves in a normal site selection process. And if you talk to site consultants, they'll tell you that a project that leads with a discussion about incentives is not a good project.
All right, so listeners, let's take some of your phone calls. And just a reminder, October 19th is the deadline for metro areas to submit their proposals to Amazon. Our understanding is that they're going to make a decision sometime next year. I don't know if we're going to, are we going to know publicly if the list gets pared down? Does anybody know? Yeah, we don't know. So that's something we don't know, but Amazon will make that decision public in 2018. To the phones we go. Robert in Fairport is first. Go ahead, Robert.
Thanks for taking my call. I think the biggest sticking point with all of this is that the transportation connections to and from Rochester are just, they're not even close to what Amazon would require. If you look at flight stats, where you've got 31 flights leaving today out of Rochester going to 9 cities. Seattle's not on the list. The furthest west you go is Chicago. Of those 31 flights, 14 of them leave before 7 o'clock a.m., and that's kind of the dirty little secret of flying out of Rochester, is that you have to get up so early in the morning to make these flights that it's going to be really unattractive to some big shot from Amazon to want to put up with that.
Robert, thanks for the phone call here. Let me start with the county executive on that. And David on Twitter was asking, do we need to look again at extending the runway at the airport to accommodate larger planes? So what are the actual travel and air needs here that go into this kind of a decision?
So with respect to the airport, one of the reasons that we're putting as much effort and dollars into the airport transformation is just that. Companies that are looking to locate here in Monroe County have certain needs, and we're addressing those needs. And certainly with respect to Amazon, with direct flights, 50,000 people coming to Rochester and having to fly back and forth from Seattle or another location is great incentive for an airlines to have a direct flight. Those are part of the conversations that we'll be going into our response with Amazon and other companies as well. But the starting point is certainly with respect to the airport. We saw a great need. When the governor announced the competition for airport dollars, we saw that as a great opportunity to transform our airport for the people who are here now, but equally important for businesses that want to locate here. It's something that they look at, and we needed to make those improvements to attract businesses just like Amazon.
Okay. Barbara in Brighton, next up on the phone. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi there. I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments. One about mass transit. My Boston brother visited here recently and joked, gosh, there was a traffic jam. There must have been at least 20 cars. So I loved that because it's, of course, a point in our favor because, as you say, there's, you know, it's never as bad as Boston. However, I do think it's important to remember, even aside from this discussion, that we need better mass transit for folks who don't have the money to have cars. And, you know, I have a nephew who's had to turn down some jobs because he just couldn't get there in a reasonable way. Secondly, you had a comment, catches their eye and captures their imagination. And I've never felt that this city has done enough with the incredible history that all of upstate New York, but particularly Rochester and Seneca Falls, has regarding Susan B. Anthony, Frederick Douglass, Tubman and Auburn, on and on. And to me, that's something that Amazon might find fascinating. So I'll take my comments off the air.
Barbara, thank you. Who wants to jump there? Anybody want to go? Go ahead, Bob.
I know Barbara's voice. I know she is. And she's right about the history. And I think that's part of Rochester, our legacy, home of Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass. And you look at the legacy, I'm reading George Eastman's biography right now. There is so much about our history, our arts and culture, the amenities here. We really have all the things the big city has, we have in our region in different ways. So you know, she makes a great point about that. And I do think our history and where we've come from and where we're going will be a big part of the selection process.
Some wonderful comments from listeners that are going to help drive the rest of this discussion. MBS on Twitter says, great subject. I was a San Francisco resident for a decade, Rochester resident for the last 18 years. Our culture stacks up well, and the quality of life here is better. Gary on Twitter wants to know how the 50,000 new jobs number was determined. Gary, that's just from Amazon themselves. They're saying that they anticipate hiring up to 50,000 new employees at their HQ2 over the next two decades with an average salary of $100,000 or more. So that's directly from the company. This is a very good question that comes from Chris on Twitter, and I want to grab this next here. And I think a number of our guests can respond. He says, is one employer with that many jobs a good thing? We've proven, quote, too big to fail a few times now. A little nervous about, Chris is a little nervous looking around the Rochester landscape, of course. Kodak used to have 65,000 employees and is down to 1,800, 2,000, something?
2,000.
Okay, a couple thousand. So Chris is looking at that saying, are we putting too much on Amazon? Matt, how do you feel about that?
I don't think so. You know, right now we're working on more than 20 active projects. So any opportunity to grow jobs and to support economic growth in the region is good. And I think this is a very unique opportunity for our region to put its best foot forward. And I think it's important for us to do so.
Okay. Bob?
I would echo that. We're no longer a one or two or three company town. I think our economy is very diversified. When you look at the scope of businesses we have in this region, it's unbelievable. But getting an infusion of 50,000 new jobs, there's nothing to be concerned with. I think it's a great thing if it happens.
Okay. And Cheryl, how do you feel?
I would add to that that certainly an infusion of 50,000 jobs is a great opportunity for this area, certainly. But it's also the jobs that are connected to those jobs that Amazon would be bringing. And we can't overlook that as an additional opportunity. So when a company comes in, whether it's Amazon or any other company, we look for what are the connected jobs to that. And that is an opportunity that we should not pass up.
Wayne on via email writes to the program and says, Amazon will run screaming from the room as they would never want to be associated with the endemic poverty in Rochester. How does this address our community and its problems? Bob, former mayor, president of the Chamber of Commerce, start with you.
Well, if you could find a city across this country without poverty, please come and let me know. I think it's an issue that it exists everywhere in different formats. I would give this community and this state credit for really going at it very differently this time. It's connected to education. It's connected to job readiness. And while it is a big challenge, it should not in any way scare anyone away or cause concerns about the workforce that is ready. I think an infusion of this type of job activity from Amazon and their investments here would help a great deal. And some of the things we're dealing with right now through our MAPI and some of the anti-poverty efforts to create more opportunities for people to work and more incentives for them to get into the workforce and stay in school.
Other thoughts around there, Vinny?
Yeah, every challenge, and that's a big one, if not our biggest one, is also an opportunity. And I know the Rochester Minority Poverty Initiative would welcome a partner like Amazon to help tackle that challenge. And that might be the type of thing when we think about giving them that canvas to help create the community the way they want, they might revel in that opportunity based on what we've already started here, which is to address poverty collectively and differently.
And these are, again, Amazon saying 50,000 jobs, skilled workers. So, Vinny, when we look at poverty, this doesn't look like many entry-level jobs in this case, right?
No, not in what they've laid out, but that doesn't mean there isn't a multiplier effect on any kind of employer, especially one this high level with tech jobs. And that's another important point when you talk about relying on them too much. This is different than the vertically integrated manufacturing companies that have, you know, decimated our economy over the last couple of decades. This is a tech company with transferable skills that attract young workers and have multiplier effects for all kinds of positions throughout our community.
All right, so one of the cities, you want to know how many cities are competing for Amazon's new headquarters? Buffalo. You don't have to go far. And I want to take a phone call from Buffalo in a second. I say Buffalo. It's just about every city and metro area in the country that thinks it can get on the list. And this is Jonathan in Buffalo calling. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, I actually went to high school with Andrew. So he's a good buddy of mine, and, you know, I've lived in Buffalo for about 8 years now. I lived in Rochester all before that. You know, and so I was kind of thinking while this discussion was going on, what makes Rochester a better landscape than Buffalo for a company like Amazon? You know, I think we both have growing metropolitan areas. I know Buffalo's downtown waterfront areas growing at a rapid pace. You got a lot of companies growing down there, a lot of development. I feel like there's new buildings going up, and like every other week, you know, we have a huge building, the HSBC Tower, that's pretty much vacant now. So Amazon could pretty much use that as a blank canvas, do what they want. You know, there's a lot of universities in UB, Canisius, Niagara, Damon. I could keep going on, but you know, I think both cities are very similar in a lot of regards. But I just think sometimes Buffalo has a larger, would attract more younger people, especially with the types of things they have in the downtown area. And, you know, I think professional sports teams as well, you know, there's Sabres, the Bills. I feel like the Buffalo landscape might be a little better suited for a company like Amazon, but obviously, I'd love to see Amazon come to either area, but I was just hoping to get your guys' take, and hopefully yours, Andrew. So love to hear from you.
Thank you, Jonathan. I don't know if you recognize the voice there. What do you think, though, Andrew?
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. Good to hear from you. So I think, you know, one of the things we talk about a lot in the young professional community with the Rock City Coalition, so it's a collaboration of, there's actually over 50 young professional groups in Rochester, and we just went through a Vision 2025 project to really get a shared vision among young professionals of what we'd love to see in 2025. And I always say, you know, we can really, so many things are going on downtown and across Rochester right now that the decisions that are being made are going to echo for generations, and we can be the co-authors of that future. And I think that we'd be more than happy to invite Amazon in to be the co-authors with us, you know, to do that, because we are at a real inflection point where we have a lot of opportunity to create that. I mentioned at the very beginning, Tony Hsieh at Zappos really made a commitment to revitalizing downtown Las Vegas that was in a really a bad spot. Again, we have our issues with poverty and things like any other, but with a commitment from the leadership to be a part of that change and the ripple effects that happen. You think of projects like the commissary that the Downtown Development Corporation has, where they're right now actively working to bring more low to middle skills jobs of, you know, in the restaurant and food industries, because as they're seeing more and more people come downtown, they're going to need places to eat lunch and things like that. So there is all kinds of ripple effects that happen. And if Amazon has a commitment to Rochester for the long term, and Bezos is known for being one of the longest term thinkers out there in the business world, you know, that can really be a part of the change for us.
Okay. Bob, Vinny, you want to jump in? What's the short answer? Can we beat Buffalo?
First, go Bills. Second of all,
yeah.
It's not about beating Buffalo. In fact, one of the things we're going to be exploring very seriously is whether or not we partner with Buffalo. In New York State, New York City, Buffalo, and Rochester are really the only eligible entities to put forward. And the state and Governor Cuomo and the head of Empire State Development, Howard Zemsky, have already reached out to us. And we've already actually, on our own, entered into conversations with Buffalo about, is there a way that makes sense for both of us to partner together? Because it's not just about competing between these two cities, where our futures and our pasts are linked, where we may have a better, higher-skilled workforce, and that might be the differentiator to answer Jonathan's questions. This might be the perfect segue into us talking about a regional opportunity that Amazon would like.
I would agree. Buffalo has done some great things, and I have great respect for what they've done. I think we offer some different things in here. And if there's a partnership, I think that's great. If there's not, our tech sector, I believe, is much stronger. Our university and medical community, I mean, think of U of R, RIT, our medical centers, Rochester Regional, URMC. I mean, we have such incredible strengths here that I think are more concentrated than what Buffalo has. We have waterfront. We have a canal. We could rewater the canal, like Canal Side in Rochester, and we could all the things we can do. And think of it, if they want to build a new headquarters, we'll solve the Parcel 5 questions immediately, because we have space downtown everywhere else. I think we can compete with anybody. If
you don't
want
to do a Parcel 5 thing right now.
Not right now. It's 12:55. That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that we have all that. But you know what? If there was a partnership, it would be terrific. But if it was a one-on or head-to-head competition, with all due respect to the city, I have great respect for it in Buffalo. I think Rochester has some of those things, some of those intangibles that others do not have.
I want to take one more phone call. I'm down to 90 seconds, but I want to make sure I understand. It's just preliminary, the idea of Rochester and Buffalo as a partnership, or there's active work to make that a part of the proposal?
Both. There are active conversations that are preliminary.
Oh. Thank you, Benny. Thomas on the phone is in Rochester, but he's from Seattle. And Thomas, you got to keep it tight. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate the point that the cultural side of things here in Rochester is a really strong selling point. Lived here for about 2 years now. And it's actually really similar to Seattle. You know, some of the hipster scene, the transportation, the biggest selling point, there's no traffic here. The traffic in Seattle is horrible. But Amazon is really tied into the community, and particularly a lot of the history to it. So supporting the civil rights, you know, Kodak being here. Amazon used to have the VA hospital in Seattle that they took over, a huge iconic building. Kodak Tower would be the same way. I just think that that's probably one of our biggest selling points, besides the fact we have everything that they need, but really tying it into the the cultural side.
All right, David, thank you very much. And producer Megan Mack points out that, you know, if you're just looking at poverty like one of our other listeners was, you know, look at Seattle. A report this week from rental listing site Apartment List using data from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies shows that Seattle neighborhoods have a high concentration of poverty that has doubled in the last 15 years. So there is poverty everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's not like Amazon is going to run from Rochester just because of that. That is part of Seattle. That's part of many urban centers. But a wonderful discussion this hour, and I hope all of our guests will keep us in touch, because this is just about the most public kind of proposal and discussion. It is unique in that sense. We enjoy it in that sense. So thank you, Bob. Thank you. It's great having you here.
Thank you very much. We're in it to win it.
Vinny Esposito, thank you. Please keep us abreast of this. Andrew Brady, great contributions. Great having you here. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Evan.
Matt Hurlbut from GRE, thank you, Matt. And Cheryl Donolfo, Monroe County Executive. Thank you, Madam County
Thanks,
Executive.
Thanks, Evan. We're looking to win.
A great conversation this hour. All right, short break. Much more connections coming up.